Software-defined networks, or SDN, are being positioned as a game-changer for businesses in every industry. What's the great promise of SDN, and how can businesses best take advantage of it? Find out when we return to the Transformation Minute from Comcast Business.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, it is happening this week. Tuesday, Apple showcases a trio of new iPhones. Are consumers still bored, or can Apple excite us with brighter colors, faster processors, and will it be cameras that save the day for Apple this time around? Another year, another product launch, breaking it all down after these tech headlines. While we're on the subject of flagship smartphones, here's a question. Is yours crypto-friendly enough? Is anyone's? While we ponder this, Samsung is already set to offer on its newest phone the adoption of everyone's favorite next-era technology, blockchain. It will release a Galaxy Note 10, calling it a Clayton phone, named after a South Korean blockchain platform. Fans of blockchain view it as a game changer for things like cybersecurity breaches, data privacy concerns, and the overall collective distrust of institutions from governments to large tech companies. The Clayton phone doesn't change in hardware or packaging from the two sizes of Galaxy Note 10s that just hit shelves last month. It is expected to be sold at similar prices, starting at around $1,000. The Journal reports that starting next year, all California residents will have the right to ask retailers, restaurants, airlines, banks, the list goes on, to provide them with any personal info they may have. This includes individual contact information, purchases, and loyalty program history. Consumers can also ask the businesses to delete their information or opt out of letting it be sold. About 500,000 businesses in the U.S. meet this criteria. They include companies as varied as Starbucks and The Gap, American Airlines, health insurers like Aetna, and financial services like Wells Fargo, not to mention hundreds of thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. The California Consumer Privacy Act was designed to make data trafficking companies and tech giants like Amazon, Google, and Facebook more transparent about how they handle user data. Reporter Patience Hagen has more of the story at WSJ.com. App Store sales accelerated in August, posting the strongest year-over growth since early 2018. Morgan Stanley says new data shows growth in Apple's 10 largest markets. Gaming sales in China, in particular, were a big driver in this accelerating growth. Morgan Stanley estimates the App Store has generated $2.9 billion in the current quarter and thinks we could see an 18% increase in App Store sales for the September quarter. The company also says better-than-expected sales performance could help Apple post its second consecutive quarter of revenue growth. To that end, and coming up, what to expect from Apple's annual product event this week.
Welcome back to the Transformation Minute from Comcast Business. Are software-defined networks a true game-changer for the business world? We asked Denise Hasty, SVP of Comcast Business.
Software-defined networks hold the promise of lower cost, greater flexibility, and easier management. When you are managing your network through SDN, you no longer have a need to deploy trucks and technicians to make changes to devices on your network. That can be done through software.
Apple has its annual showcase this week. While the spotlight turns toward its newer products on Tuesday, the star of the show will remain the iPhone. WSJ reporter Trip Mickle has more with Charlie Turner.
Trip, Apple's annual publicity showcase is Tuesday at its headquarters in Cupertino, California. Apple will unveil three new iPhones at this event.
Correct. Three new iPhones, and what they're bringing to these new iPhones includes some new cameras on the rear of the devices.
Is that the main new feature of these phones this time around?
That is the main new feature. Apple's, seems to be placing a bet that a picture's worth $1,000, I guess you could say.
Right.
And they're charging on average about $949 for their phones, and they'll put one new camera lens on the rear of each of the three devices.
Are they going to have faster processors to make these new iPhones run faster?
Correct. Typical update includes faster processors, and improved speed as a consequence of that, and some other bells and whistles. But in large part, many analysts are looking at these phones and saying, well, frankly, I think one used the quote, they're going to be boring.
Yeah, they're going to be uninspiring, like they're treading water, but they still need to sell enough iPhones to avoid, really, the debacle from last year.
Right. I mean, Apple's in this awkward period where the iPhone still counts for more than half of its revenue. So it has to sell enough of the devices in order to be able to continue to deliver half of its revenue. It has to look elsewhere for growth, though. And so that's kind of what this event, the subtext of this event will be. We're in a period where Apple's beginning to bolt on more new gadgets, ancillary gadgets to the iPhone, and services to the iPhone, and selling those as a way to deliver growth.
Speaking of the iPhone still, isn't everyone looking forward to next year when Apple's expected to release 5G iPhones?
In the investor and analyst community, certainly that's the case. The 5G iPhone is the iPhone that everyone's anticipating. They're looking past this one and already looking forward to next year.
What about other devices, Trip? The new smartwatch, aka the Apple Watch, is it supposed to be more tricked out?
We're going to get some updates in the health sphere on the Apple Watch, but again, it's going to be a modest update for the Apple Watch.
What about services like subscriptions for TV shows, video games? Haven't these things already been unveiled?
Apple announced the new services for TV and video earlier this year. It's TV Plus and Arcade are going to be the names of those. They're due out this fall. What we still don't know is what Apple will charge for those, how it will price them. In other words, will it bundle these together in some way so you could buy multiple Apple services for one low price?
And one more thing, Trip, are the prices for the new iPhones that are coming out, are they going to stay the same? What about that?
The anticipation is that the pricing will stay the same. That means an average price of about $949, low end $749 for an LCD phone, high end $1,200 roughly for an OLED phone.
Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle, thanks a lot, Trip.
Thanks so much, Charlie.
Trip Mickle has more on the Apple launch at WSJ.com. Thanks again to Charlie Turner. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.